And tonight's boys game is being brought to you by these Scotland County sponsors. They include the Community Bank of Memphis, Cook's Men's Store in Memphis, the Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri with branches in Cahokia, Lancaster, Memphis, and Queen City, Gerst Funeral Service in Memphis, Hawkins Harrison Insurance. They've got branches in Edina, Kirksville, Cahokia, Lancaster, and Memphis. Jay's Foods in Memphis, the Memphis Democrat Weekly Newspaper, Memphis Lumber Company, Northeast Missouri Rural Telephone Company, Nutrient Ag Solutions north of Memphis, the People's Bank of Wauconda, Cahokia, and Canton, Scotland County Farm Bureau. See Greg Shelley, your agent in Memphis, Scotland County R1 Schools, Slayton Polaris, just north of Memphis, the Farm Shop in Edina, Tri-County Electric in Lancaster, Trump Trucks in Cahokia, Mayberry Farms Truck and Accessories, just north of Memphis, 136 Collision Repair Center in Memphis. And by these Clark County sponsors, Andy's Maytag in Cahokia, Buford Seed Solutions in Cahokia, C&R Supermarkets in Cahokia and Edina, the Exchange Bank in Northeast Missouri with branches in Cahokia, Memphis, Lancaster, and Queen City, the Hometown Journal in Cahokia, Hawkins Harrison Insurance, Cahokia Media Weekly Newspaper, Cahokia State Bank, Southeastern Community College, Trump Trucks in Cahokia, Wilson Triplett Funeral Home, and the People's Bank of Wauconda, Cahokia, and Canton. Back to Cahokia with the boys' game. With tonight's play-by-play, here's Donnie Middleton.
And thank you very much, Dave, and welcome back, everybody, to Clark County High School. It is the boys' turn, and let's take a look at the starting lineup. First for Scotland County, it'll be Corbin Spurgeon, a senior, Hunter Holt, a sophomore, Creighton Buckaloo, a senior, Gabe Hamlin, not Creighton Buckaloo. Let's start again. Corbin Spurgeon, a senior, Hunter Holt, a sophomore, Gabe Hamlin, a senior, Xavier Lucas, a senior, and Owen Triplett, a junior. Corbin Spurgeon, Hunter Holt, Kate Hamlin, Xavier Lucas, and Owen Triplett, and the Tigers, coached by third-year head coach Jeremy Austin. For Clark County, it'll be Gabe Winters, a junior, Carter Briscoe, a junior, Jonathan Shin, a sophomore, Colin Hunziker, a sophomore, and Drayson Daniels, a junior. So Gabe Winters, Carter Briscoe, Jonathan Shin, Colin Hunziker, and Drayson Daniels. And the Indians, coached by first-year head coach Ed Dennis Dent. And I'll be back with the play-by-play in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
In today's economy, running a successful farm operation can be challenging. It takes careful planning, hard work, and more than a little ingenuity. And it's important to have a bank you can count on. Community Bank of Memphis has financed agriculture since the day we first opened our doors. When you need money for operating expenses, livestock, machinery, or real estate, come see us. Hometown banking with your neighbors and friends at Community Bank of Memphis. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Many businesses come and go, but Andy's Maytag Home Appliance Center in Cahokia has stood the test of time. Andy's Maytag Home Appliance Center has been serving the Cahokia and surrounding area for over 40 years. They sell quality brand Maytag and Amana appliances that include refrigerators, washers and dryers, dishwashers and freezers. They also offer parts and repair, and they can even do special ordering. Hours are Monday through Friday from 9 to 5 and on Saturday from 9 to noon. Andy's Maytag Home Appliance Center is located on the corner of North Lincoln and Main Streets in Cahokia. Give thanks with these Thanksgiving specials at Cook's Men's Store in Memphis. Socks, buy the pair or package. Buy one at regular price, get one at half price. Suits and sport coats, belts, ties, and wallets, unlined and lined gloves and stocking caps. They're all 20% off. And denim bibs and duck insulated bibs by Key, Big Smith, Liberty, and Carhartt. They're 10% off during the month of November at Cook's Men's Store in Memphis. When you try to do too many things at once, you're likely not to do any of them well. At Wiffles Hybrids, they're completely focused on talent developing, producing, and marketing the very best seed corn on the planet. It's an act they've been polishing for over 70 years right here in the heart of the Corn Belt. Wiffles Hybrids, one thing done right. For more information, contact Buford Seed Solutions at 660-341-5305 or visit wiffles.com.
It's time to be thankful for all the many blessings, and C&R Markets is especially thankful for you, our valued customers, and our wonderful staff. And let us help you with your holiday feasts with these great specials. Free Best Choice turkeys with C&R reward card points. See the store for details. Hormel Cure 81 spiral sized hams, only $2.19 a pound. Best Choice steamable vegetables are only 48 cents. 10-pound russet potatoes, only $2.48. And we'll be closed on Thanksgiving Day, so our team may spend Thanksgiving with their family. From everyone at C&R our markets, be safe, be blessed, and be thankful.
Girth Funeral Service in Memphis is proud to have served the families in this area since 1904. For over four generations, families have turned to Girth Funeral Service for support and guidance in the most difficult of times. Our sense of compassion promises a meaningful and comforting farewell that celebrates the life legacy of your loved one, while all the while respecting your family's faith and tradition. At Girth Funeral Service, we understand the importance of honoring your family's wishes. That's the Girth Funeral Home in Memphis.
Welcome back, everybody. Clark County High School, as the opening tip was tipped out of bounds and last touch by Scotland County. So it'll be Jonathan Shand inbound on the far sideline. Man-to-man defense by Scotland County. Get it in to Grayson Daniel. A little five-foot jumper, no good. And Xavier Lucas pulls off the rebound. It's a triplet. As Triplett takes it right to the house, plays it up, got it. Owen Triplett has 2 points. Gage Winters with the basketball. We'll bring it across the timeline for Clark County. Gives the ball up to Carter Briscoe on the right wing. Now top of the key to Hunziker. Inside to Daniels, back to Hunziker. Hunziker ball away, footer, no good. Right for the rebound, and out with it comes Johnson Scam, the winner. Winters has the tie at the top of the key to Shin on the left wing. Now Briscoe for three. No good. Rebound tipped around. Out with it comes Owen Triplett. Triplett will bring it across the timeline as man-to-man defense by Park County. Triplett has it between the two circles for Lucas on the right wing inside. The Hamlin on a give and go. Puts it up and got it. Cade Hamlin has 2 points. It's 4-0 as Gage Winters across the timeline. Winters at the top of the key to Shin on the left wing. Shin takes it down in the paint, lays it up, got it. Jonathan Shin has 2 points. It's Corbin Spurgeon. Will bring the ball across the timeline to Scotland County. Gives the ball to Tripler on the deep right wing. Out top Hamlin, top of the key. Spurgeon on the left wing. As Spurgeon with a couple of dribbles, gives it back to Hamlin, top of the key, to Tripler on the deep right wing. Started by Gage Winters. As Triplett has it between the two circles, still with the dribble. Gives it up to Hunter Holt. Inside to Lucas on the left block. Got a little five-footer. Got it. Xavier Lucas has 2 points. 6-2. Scotland County with the early lead. Just 2 minutes into the game. Winters drags it across the timeline. Dribbles to the left wing. Gets it underneath to Carter Briscoe. Guarded by Lucas. Now the ball's loose on the floor. Picked up by Hunter Holt. Gets it to Triplett. Triplett wants to run. Brings it across the timeline. Drive off the left wing. Puts it up. No good. Tip up by Hamlin. No good. Hamlin keeps the ball alive. Hunter Holt comes out with it. Fans out of the left wing. To Lucas underneath the Hamlin. Glass got it. Watt hustle by Cade Hamlin. Hamlin has four. Jim brings it across the timeline to the top of the key. Inside to Daniels. Daniels at the dotted line. Gets it back out to Winters on the left wing. In the left corner to Briscoe. As they get it to Hunziker. Hunziker off the baseline. Got it from 10. Colin Hunziker with 2 points. 8-4. Scotland County with the lead and the basketball. Spurgeon will bring it across the timeline. Spurgeon bounce pass to Cade Hamlin in the right corner to Hunter Holt. Holt takes it to a block. Lays it up and got it. As Hunter Holt has 2 points. Winters brings it across the timeline. Hunziker. Hunziker for three, missed it. Jason Daniels coming off with a rebound. We had a whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on Cade Hamlin. So Hamlin picks up his first foul. First team foul as Grayson Daniels checks out of the ball game. And in will come Connor Pearl. Pearl gets it into Hunziker. Inside the arc, left wing, and back to Pearl. Puts up the shot, blocked by Lucas, saved and bound by Hunter Holt. Picked up by Hamlin. Now they get it to Triplett. Triplett across the timeline to Spurgeon. Spurgeon to the left wing. Now Holt drives the baseline, puts it off glass, and got it. As 4 points for Hunter Holt. And now Dennis Dent wants a timeout. 14 to play in the first quarter. Scotland County 12, Clark County 4, back in 30 seconds. This is KMM Sports.
Hawkins Harrison Insurance Agency helps folks protect their lives and property in 8 Heartland communities. Their most recent policies include a landscape contractor's work comp, liability, commercial auto, and equipment coverage, property coverage for solar panels, commercial liability coverage and workers' compensation for a pest control company, and auto coverage and cargo for over-the-road trucking companies. Hawkins Harrison Insurance in Edina, Cahoka, Kirksville, Lancaster, Macon, Marceline, Memphis, and Shelbina. Coverage you need, people you trust.
Welcome back, everybody, to Clark County High School. 4:14 left to play in the first quarter, just the start of this one. And Scotland County leading Clark County 12-4. Clark County will have the basketball. As Shen will inbound on the near sideline. Gets to the Hunziker between the two circles. As Hunziker gets it back to Shen. He dribble drive off the left wing and a whistle and a foul. As the foul is going to be on Trayton Buckaloo. So Trayton Buckaloo back just into the ball game, picks up his first foul. So it'll be Connor Pearl to inbound underneath his own basket. Gets to Jonathan Shen. Now Carter Briscoe gets it back to Winters at the top of the key. Hunziker, free throw line, has had the ball taken away by Trayton Buckaloo. As now he gives the ball to Corbin Spurgeon across the timeline to Triplett between the two circles. Dribbles to the left wing. Picks up the dribble until somebody finds Lucas, free throw line. Back to Spurgeon, top of the key to Triplett. Triplett. Pass in the paint. Now the ball's loose on the floor, and it's all a jump ball as Briscoe and Spurgeon tie it up. Alternating possession stays with Scotland County. So Corbin Spurgeon will inbound on the near sideline. Gets it to Triplett in the backcourt. Now we have an official timeout. Has some debris on the floor. So the official picks it up, hands it to Dennis Dent. Dennis Dent puts it in his pocket. And here we go. So Triplett with the basketball. Triplett gets the ball to Holt in the right corner. Triplett on the right wing. Triplett is tied up by Carter Briscoe. And all the way to the eighth comes back to Clark County. 3:18 left to play in the first quarter. 12-4. Scotland County with the lead as Jonathan Shen will inbound to Gage Winters. Winters will bring it across the timeline. Winters dribbles to the right wing beyond the arc. Now pops Hunziker between the two circles. Hunziker backs off now to the top of the key. 18-footer on the way. No good. Rebound tipped around. Out with it comes Carter Briscoe. Put up a shot. And whistling a foul. The foul is going to be on Xavier Lucas. So Xavier Lucas picks up the foul. That'll send Carter Briscoe to the line. And he'll shoot 2 points. He looks for his first point of the night. Chops up. Got it. First point for Carter Briscoe as Daniels checks back in. Also coming into the ball game is Kristen Pitford. And out of the ball game goes Colin Hunziker and Connor Pearl. Next shot by Briscoe is good. He has 2. And it's 12-6. Scotland County with a lead. As Triplett across the timeline to Spurgeon. Gets it down low to Trace Buckaloo. Should have taken the shot. Probably tried to get it to Cabe Hamlin, and the ball was picked off by Pitford. The Winters to the left side of the circle. Now Shen across the free throw line. Carter Briscoe for 3. No good. And Trace Buckaloo comes off with the rebound. To Owen Triplett. Here comes Scotland County. The Buckaloo. Back to Triplett between the two circles. They get it. Down in the corner, can't see, but Buckley takes it right to the hoop, lays it up and got it. Trayton Buckley with 2 points. It's 14-6. The Gage winners across the timeline for the Indians. To the top of the key, guarded by Spurgeon. Bounce pass to Grayson, and stolen away by Lucas, and jams it home. Xavier Lucas takes it all away and slams it. 4 points for Lucas. Now Gage winners. Whistle and a foul. The foul is going to be on Corbin Spurgeon, I think. Yes, it will be. So Corbin Spurgeon picks up his first foul. That's the third team foul against Collin County. So Cabe Hamlin will set down. And in the ball game comes Jared Cerrone as Jason Daniels caught the inbound pass and then took a couple of steps in front of Lucas, and they caught him for the travel. Spurgeon across the timeline, the triplet. Triplet, bounce pass back to Spurgeon, back to triplet on the left wing. Bounce pass to the right wing to Spurgeon. Trying to give it to Buckaloo. Just do a bounce pass right at Buckaloo's toes. Buckaloo couldn't hang on. Then goes out of bounds, so turnover as Hunter Holt checks back in for Collin County. 1:38 left to play in the first quarter. 16-6, Scotland will lead. Gage winners with the basketball for Clark. As he gives it up to Connor, to Pitford. Now Daniels down the right lane. Daniels on the block. Over Xavier Lucas. It's good. Jason Daniels has 2 points. A long pass to Jared Cerrone down the left corner to Triplett. Gets it underneath. Hunter Holt puts it up and got it. 6 points for Hunter Holt. Gives Triplett the assist. 18-8. And Jonathan Chin across the timeline for the Indian. Backs off. Now it's between the two circles. Now dribbles the right wing. He'll try a three on the way. No good. Daniel with the rebound. A whistle and a foul. The foul is going to be on Lucas. Over the back of Grayson Daniel. The two fouls on Xavier Lucas. Now Shin will check out. And Hunter Stunzacher checks back in. Lucas will set down. I'll tell you, Trayton Buckaloo checks back in. The winner's on the right wing to Hunziker at the top of the key. Gets it inside to Daniels on a 3-second violation on Grayson Daniels. 44 seconds left to play in the first quarter. Trayton Buckaloo inbounds to Triplett. Long pass to Cerrone in the right corner. Back to Triplett. Takes it right down the paint. And a whistle and a foul against Clark County. He tried to step through a double team. And the foul is going to be on number 33, which would be Tristan Pitford. So Cerrone takes the inbound pass on the left wing in the left corner to Triplett. Triplett brings it out top of the key to Cerrone underneath the basket. Didn't take the shot. Kicks it out the hole across the field. Will line out. Buckley will try a three. No good. Cave Hamlin with a rebound. Cerrone in the left corner. Dribbles to the left lane. Inside to Hamlin. Now back to Triplett. Triplett trying to roll his way through a double team. Lost a handle on the basketball. Here comes Gage Winters. Winters kicks it back out to Hunziker. Hunziker step back three on the way. No good. And that's the end of the first quarter. With the score, Collin County 18, Clark County 8. Back in a minute. This is KMN Sports. It's all about
at People's Bank of Wauconda, we understand that life can be hectic. That's why we've made banking so convenient for you. With our online banking service, you can check your balance, view recent transactions, and even pay bills, all at the click of a mouse. And with our mobile app, you can do the same, on your phone, anytime, any place. Come into any of our 3 locations and we can help get you started. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back, everybody, to Clark County High School. I'm Donnie Middleton, and you're listening to Clark County Indian, Collin County Tiger Basketball on your sports leader from Northeast Missouri and Southeast Iowa, KMEM FM Memphis. As we start the second quarter of the boys' game, Collin County leading 18-8, and the Tigers will have the basketball. Sporgeon will inbound the triplet. Triplet brings it across the timeline. Man-to-man defense by Clark County. Gabe Hamlin has it on the right wing. Now Spurgeon to the right wing. Picks up the dribble to Cerrone between the two circles. Triplet on the left wing. Cerrone between the two circles. Cerrone a couple of dribbles to Spurgeon between the two circles. As Spurgeon guarded by Hunziker. Dribbles to the right wing. Picks up the dribble. Looks for somebody. Gets it back to Hunter Holt. Holt on the deep right wing. Back to Spurgeon. Spurgeon will drive the baseline. Kicks it out to Owen Triplett. Back to Hunter Holt for three. Bullseye. Oh, that was Spurgeon. So Corbin Spurgeon with three. Makes it 21-8. Gage Winters across the timeline. Winters gives the ball to Hunziker on the left wing. Now free throw line to Carter Briscoe. Hunziker three-pointer. Well, they call it a two. Hunziker hit a two out of the right, off the right baseline to make it 21-11. Cave Hamlin with the basketball. Kicks it to the dotted line. Jump shot, partially blocked. And Spurgeon, nice athletic move, saved it inbound. Now Hamlin, 14-footer on the way. No good. Daniels off of the rebound to Winters. As Winters had a pass stolen away by Spurgeon to Hunter Holt. The triplet. Triplet will bring it across the timeline. Dribbles between the two circles. Now takes it to the left side of the circle. To Cerrone, to the free throw line. Hamlin. Hamlin takes it across through the paint, the dotted line. And has a pass left away by Winters. It picks up by Triplet. And it's a Triplet carried the basketball. So turnover Scotland County. It'll be Clark County basketball trailing 21-11. 6:14 left to play in the first half. As Connor Pearl just has to check back in for Clark County. Gage Winters dribbles to the right wing beyond the arc. Inside to Daniels. Off the block. Off. Wham! Missed it. And Cerrone off of the rebound. Jared Cerrone with the basketball. Brings it across the timeline. Takes it to the right wing. Now Spurgeon has it between the two circles. Still with the dribble. Backs off into the center circle. Gives the ball to Hamlin. Now back to Hunter Holt in a double team. Gives it back to Cerrone. Dribbles out to the right wing. Steps into a three. High arching shot. Bullseye. Jared Cerrone with 3 points. 24-11, Scotland the lead. Hunziker on the right wing. Inside the arc. Now Daniels on the right wing. Out to Pittsford. Pittsford has the ball stolen away by Owen Triplett. Takes it to the hoop, lays it out and got it. 4 points for Owen Triplett. 26-11 as Gage Winters goes around Spurgeon. I think they're going to call Spurgeon for the foul. And they will. So Corbin Spurgeon picks up his second personal foul. That's the 16 foul against Collin County, 1 team foul against Clark County. So Connor Pearl will inbound underneath his own basket. Pearl gets the ball to Hunziker in the right corner. 15-footer on the way. Pinball's in and out. No good. The ball's loose on the floor. Picked up by Hunziker. Gives it right to Spurgeon. Takes it to the hoop. Lays it out and got it. 5 points for Corbin Spurgeon. 28-11. Now Shim has the top of the key. Hunziker on the left wing beyond the arc. Hunziker looks inside, finds Carter Briscoe. And Briscoe walked with it. 4:34 left to play in the first half. As Drayton Buckaloo will check in, and Owen Triplett will check out. So Spurgeon inbounds to Buckaloo. Gives it right back to Spurgeon. As Corbin Spurgeon brings it across the timeline, still man-to-man defense for Clark County. Trayton Buckaloo gives it to Hamlin, top of the key. Now Spurgeon, another three on the way, left this one short. And off the rebound is Colin Hunziker. to Jonathan Schemm. Schemm will bring it across the timeline. Schemm, guarded by Spurgeon, gives it to Hunziker between the two circles to the right side. Pass inside. A sweet corner by Carter Briscoe put up. Bullseye. 5 points for Carter Briscoe. Spurgeon will bring it across the timeline for Scotland County. Spurgeon gives the ball to Buckaloo out on the right wing. Buckaloo, ball away 10-footer. No good off the right baseline. And Connor Poole off of the rebound. The Hunziker. 28-14. Scotland in the lead. Jonathan Schemm takes it to the hoop. Plays it off glass and got it. 4 points to Jonathan Schemm. 8 points. Scotland County, 12 points. Scotland County lead, 28-16. Now Jeremy Austin wants a timeout. 3:19 left to play in the first half. Scotland County, 28. Clark County, 16. Back in 30 seconds. This is KMEM Sports.
You'll find the news you need in the Memphis Democrat. Everything from news, want ads, and social notes to sports. The best local coverage in Scotland County, Cantrell and Milton, too. Pick up a copy of the Memphis Democrat today. The Democrat is the pulse of Scotland County, bringing you up to date on issues that affect your life. Now you can even check the news online at memphisdemocrat.com. The Memphis Democrat for complete local coverage and pictures, too.
3:19 on the play in the first half. Scotland County leading Clark County 28-16. And it'll be Scotland County basketball coming out of the timeout. So Trayton Buckaloo will inbound to Owen Triplett. As Triplett will bring it across the timeline, dribbles the right way. Gives it back to Buckaloo, and Buckaloo walks with it. Kind of happy feet for Trayton Buckaloo. Caught the ball and it's double tap. That took care of that. So now Jonathan Schemm to gauge Winters. As Winters will bring it across the timeline. Bounce pass to Connor Pearl. Oh, that's Carter Briscoe. To gauge Winters on the right wing. Kicks it back out to Hunziker. Hunziker, free throw line, 15-footer on the way. No good. Hard rebound. Went to a lot of people. Jonathan Schemm. Then the pass is stolen away by Buckaloo. Buckaloo. Bad pass as Hunziker jumped up and caught it. As it turned out, the chin was all on the floor, so Hunziker came down on top of his chin and walked with it. So Scotland County grabbed the break. Hunter Holt underneath his own basket. Lucas, 10-foot jumper, no good. And off of the rebound, Colin Hunziker. So Hunziker gives it to Winters. To Schemm in the left corner. Schemm, one dribble, got back to Hunziker at the top of the key. Now Connor Pearl on the give and go, gives it to Briscoe, and missed the shot, but that's where they were goaltend against Xavier Lucas. So Carter Briscoe just picked up 2 points. 7 points for Carter Briscoe. He clearly missed the layup, and Lucas came in and slammed it off the rim. And they call him for a goaltend, 28-18, as Spurgeon gives the ball to Buckaloo. Buckaloo back to Spurgeon. Spurgeon inside the arc on the right wing, the right corner to Triplett. To Cade Hamlin, goes off of Hamlin's hands and the mound. The lead, Clark County basketball with 2:07 left to play in the first half. As Jonathan Schemm. Will inbound to Winters. Winters across the timeline. Still man-to-man defense for Scotland County. Winters kicks it back to Hunziker. Inside to Connor Pearl. Pearl lost the ball. Loose on the floor. Jump ball and alternating possession. Says it's going to stay with Clark County. 1:53 left to play in the first half. As Pearl inbounds to Carter Briscoe. Briscoe. To the left side of the circle, inside to Pearl, off glass, no good. And Hunter Holt comes off with a rebound. Gives it to Triplett. Triplett will bring it across the timeline. Triplett gives it to Holt on the right wing. Holt, one dribble, looks for somebody to throw it to. Now trying to get it to Spurgeon and knocked out of bounds by Hunziker. So Spurgeon will inbound for Scotland County on the near sideline. Gets in the backcourt for Owen Triplett. as Triplett. Between the two circles, guarded by Hunziker, guarded by Winters Weather. Creighton Buckler on the left wing, to the right wing, Triplett. Triplett jump stop in the paint, puts up a little 10-footer, got it. 6 points for Owen Triplett. 30-18, Scotland County of the league. Gage Winters at the top of the key. Out pops Briscoe at top of the key. The Hunziker on the right wing, in the right corner, it goes to Winters. Winters dribbles to the right wing, try to get Pearl inside, pass too high, stolen away by Spurgeon. Inside, a Hart lays it up, it goes down, it counts and he's fouled. As Hunter Holt, 8 points, and gives the assist to Spurgeon. So Hunter Holt will go to the line. The foul is going to be on Gage Winters. Well, that's the first foul on Gage Winters. And Hunter Holt at the line. He has eight, looking for nine. Isaac fires it. Got it. 9 points for Hunter Holt. 33-18. 15-point lead for Scotland County. Jonathan Chin across the timeline for the Indians. They give it to Pitford on the right wing. Pitford still with the dribble. Now gives it up to Hunziker between the two circles. Try to force it inside. Battle away. Picked up by Shem. Now Daniels. Top of key to Hunziker. Three. Airballed it. Out of bounds. It'll be Scotland County basketball. 29 seconds left to play in the half. Hamlin inbounds to Triplett. Owen Triplett across the timeline. Out pops Cerrone at the top of the key. Hamlin on the right side of the circle. Tried to get inside to Hunter Holt. Battled away. And the ball is saved by Owen Triplett, but picked up by Pitford. Gives it inside to Shan. Offside. Got it. 6 points for Jonathan Shan. So Owen Triplett tried to take it to the hoop. And a whistle and a foul. The foul is going to be on Tristan Pitford, and that's his second. 13 foul against Clark County. 1.3 seconds left to play in the first half. Hunter Holt will inbound. Quick three by Triplett. No good. That's the end of the first half. With the score, Scotland County 33. Clark County 20. Back in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
Whether you're in agriculture or construction, this winter take advantage of some downtime and get your trucks in top-notch shape. Head to Trump Trucks in Cahokia. There they have a large variety of parts that will keep your trucks on the road. Or maybe you're needing a new truck altogether, whether it's heavy-duty to cab and chassis trucks. Trump Trucks has it for you. Check them out on the web for more information. Trump Trucks Incorporated, just off Highway 136 outside of Cahokia. The current price of scrap is $145 a ton.
Keep up with what's going on in your area with a subscription to the Hometown Journal. The Hometown Journal takes great pride in offering you up-to-date coverage on everything that goes on in Clark County and in your hometown. Nowadays, it's not enough just to be smart. You also have to be up-to-date, and you'll always be up-to-date if you subscribe to the Hometown Journal. Order your subscription or renew your old one today by calling 660-727-3383. The Hometown Journal in Cahokia is a proud sponsor of Clark County Indian Sports.
Fall harvest means a lot of work has to be done in a short amount of time. That's exactly what keeps Nutrien Ag Solutions at the top of their game. It's a busy time for farmers everywhere, and farm safety is extremely important on and off the road. Check that lights, flashers, and reflectors on machines are working properly. And it's not too early to purchase your 2022 seed. Call the office at 660-328-6211. Growing our world from the ground up and wishing everyone a happy Thanksgiving. Nutrien Ag Solutions, feeding the future.
Here's your America's Best Country forecast. Lows around 41 tonight under cloudy skies. Southerly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. High temperatures reach up to 60 tomorrow. Cloudy. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow night. Slight chance for scattered rain showers. Lows around 28. Sunny skies and calm Thursday with daytime highs approaching 35. 44 Friday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley on America's Best Country, 100.5 KMEM. Right now, 43.
And welcome back, everybody, to Clark County High School. We're at halftime, the boys' game. And Scotland County leading Clark County 33-20. Let's take a look at the scoring. First for Scotland County, Jared Cerrone with 3 points. Corbin Spurgeon with 5. Hunter Holt with 9. Creighton Buckley with 2. Cabe Hamlin with 4. Xavier Lucas with 4. And Owen Triplett with 4 points. For Clark County, Carter Briscoe with 7. Jonathan Chin with 6. Colin Hunziker with 4. And Drayson Daniels with 2 points. Scotland County led 18-8 after one quarter. Scotland outscored Clark County 15-12 in the second quarter. And Scotland County leads here at halftime 33-20. Back with more in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
What do you look for when choosing a grocery store? Great selection, convenient location, certainly fresh food. Jane's Foods in Memphis has all this and much more. Jane's Foods has daily specials at their deli, with hot and cold selections from salads and desserts to delicious fried chicken. You'll shop in a clean environment with great customer service. Quality food products with quality prices. That's Jane's Foods in Memphis. Open 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. for your shopping needs.
The Media, Clark County's oldest weekly newspaper, offers sports coverage, city council, school board, and social news. Plus, their classified section reaches 7,000 homes. For your convenience, they have fax and email service for your news and advertising. The Media has the coverage you need and want each week from all over the area. It's Northeast Missouri's news source. You can now log on to nemonews.net and follow The Media on Facebook and Twitter. That's The Media in Cahokia, Missouri.
When you're looking for the best, you're looking for a custom-built Landell building from Memphis Lumber Company. Best price, best service, best quality. No matter what your needs, we can fill them. We've been putting up buildings for more than 40 years, so we know what it takes to get the job right. If you can dream it, we can build it. Call today at 1-800-337-5858 and talk to Don, Dick, Jason, or Andy about a Landell building from Memphis Lumber Company. Why do we want you to have the best? Because we think you're worth it. Landell Buildings from Memphis Lumber Company. See you soon.
Once again, Niemer Telecom is giving back to our cooperative members with the annual holiday giveaway. In the spirit of Christmas, it's nice to receive a gift and even more fun to give. To enter, send an email to contest@niemer.net. Include your name, phone number, and address. Niemer Telecom is giving away an Amazon Fire TV stick, a Shark robotic sweeper, and an Apple iPad. Send your email today. Contest ends December 16th. Happy holidays from your cooperative, Niemer Telecom.
Welcome back, everybody. Clark County High School, as we're at halftime of the boys' game. Scotland County leading Clark County 33-20. In the girls' game, it was Scotland County winning their first game of the season by defeating Clark County 51-34. As Scotland County led in scoring by Emily Dial with 13 points. Clark County led by Alexis Ellison with 22. Scotland County led 12-4 after one quarter. Scotland outscored Clark 10-3 in the second quarter to lead 22-7 at the half. In the third quarter, both teams scored 17. Scotland led 39-24 after three. Then in the fourth quarter, it was Scotland County outscoring Clark County 12-10, and the Lady Tigers won it 51-34. Scotland County 1-0. Clark County ladies are 0-1, and I'll be back with more in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for the Missouri way of life. We're for worrying less about the what-ifs and more about the why-nots. We're for checking off your bucket list and then making a new one. For starting a family, a business, a tradition. And if you find yourself starting over, we're here for that too. We're for building a life in Missouri and then going out and living it. And when it comes to making sure everything you've built is protected, we're for you.
I am Greg Shelley, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent. And if you're in Scotland County, I've got you covered.
Hawkins Harrison Insurance Agency helps folks protect their lives and property in 8 Heartland communities. Their most recent policies include a landscape contractor's work comp, liability, commercial auto and equipment coverage, property coverage for solar panels, commercial liability coverage and workers' compensation for a pest control company, and auto coverage and cargo for over-the-road trucking companies. Hawkins Harrison Insurance in Edina, Cahokia, Kirksville, Lancaster, Macon, Marceline, Memphis, and Shelbina. Coverage you need, people you trust.
As your hometown community bank and a proud supporter of this community, Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri prides itself in offering you the best when it comes to financial products and customer service. That's why when you bank with Exchange Bank, we don't charge you fees for services that you should expect from your community bank. Stop by one of our branches today in Cahokia, Palmyra, Lancaster, Queen City, Shelbyville, Memphis, or Wayland, or visit us online at www.ebnemo.com. Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
When you need extra cash to pay taxes, take a vacation, or for school expenses, a personal loan could be the solution. We can work out the terms that would best fit your situation. If you would like to apply for a personal loan, stop in and see us. Cahokia State Bank, member FDIC. Banking for the hometown life.
Banking for the hometown life. The hometown life.
Welcome back, everybody, to Clark County High School. Again, I'm Donnie Middleton. You want to be you're listening to Scotland County Tiger, Clark County Indian Basketball, on your sports leader from Northeast Missouri and Southeast Iowa, KMEM FM Memphis. Again, after the break, coming up next Monday, our next basketball on KMEM. It's the Tri-Rivers Classic Basketball Tournament hosted by Schuyler County High School. And they play in both gyms. We'll cover as many games as we can. And we're probably going to Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday is the complete the Cleveland semifinal, playing in both gyms, four games a night, two games in each gym. Take Friday night off, and then Saturday they'll play the consolation and seventh-place games in the middle school gym, the championship and third-place games in the high school gym. So coming up Monday night on the girls' side, Schuyler County will play Brookfield at 6 o'clock. Milan will play Putnam County at 7:30. You hold both those games live on KMEM. Then streaming from the boys' side in the middle school gym, it'll be Putnam County and Milan at 6 o'clock. And then at 7:30, Scotland County and Clark County. That's our Monday night games. The boys' games will be streamed at 6 and 7:30. The girls' games will be live at 6 and 7:30. So stay tuned to KMM. We'll do all we can to bring you all the high school basketball we can on KMM. So we're set to start the second half at Scotland County with a 33-20 lead. We'll have the basketball as Corbin Spurgeon will inbound. Starters are back on the floor for both teams. So Spurgeon inbounds to Triplett. And Triplett will bring it across the timeline around the to the right wing. Takes it along the baseline and runs in to Carter Briscoe. An offensive foul on Owen Triplett as he just lowered his shoulder and ran right through Carter Briscoe. So the turnover gives it back to Clark County. Gage Winters will have it as he'll bring it across the timeline. Gives the ball to Hunziker on the right wing. Now Daniels on the right side of the circle. Gage Winters for three. No good. Hunter Holt comes off the rebound for Scotland County. To Triplett. As Triplett will take it to the right wing. Gives it to Lucas. Lucas dumps it underneath to Hamlin. Oh, picked it up and got it. Gabe Hamlin with 6 points. Here comes Clark County in a hurry. Hunziker, 15-footer on the way, left side of the circle. Couldn't get it. And the rebound comes off to Carter Briscoe, and he falls down, walked with it. That's a tough walk, but that's what they got to call it. So here comes Scotland County up by 15, 35-20. Triplett has it on the deep right wing. Out pops Hamlin, top of the key, and Hamlin took that little stutter step and walked with it. So we traded turnovers as we started the third quarter, second half. Shin will inbound to Gage Winters, and Winters will bring it across the timeline. Winters had to pass tipped away. As now we have a whistle and a foul, and the foul's going to be on Gage Winters. So Winters picks up his second personal foul. So another turnover. Three turnovers about three times apiece here in the first minute. Spurgeon across the timeline to Triplett. Out pops Lucas, top of the key. He'll try a three on the way. Bullseye. Xavier Lucas has 7 points. 38-20. Jim across the timeline to the top of the key to Hunziker, top of the key to Daniel. Now Hunziker, 15, putter on the way, got it. And that's 6 points for Colin Hunziker. Triplet. Top of the key, gives it to Spurgeon, takes it to the right wing. Try to force it inside to Hamlin, stolen away by Gabe Winters. To Hunziker, now back to Winters. Winters will bring it across the timeline. Winters dribbles to the right wing, down in the right corner. Now reverse back to the wing. Disco between the two circles gives it to Pittsford. Well, that's Hunziker. Behind the back pass into Daniels, lays it up and got it. Nice pass by Hunziker. 4 points for Grayson Daniels. 38-24, Owen Triplett gives it to Hamlin, out on the right wing, inside it to Lucas, lays it off glass and got it. 9 points for Xavier Lucas. Long pass down the floor, through the hand of Carter Briscoe, picked up by Cabe Hamlin. To Spurgeon. As Spurgeon bands back out on the left wing. Now he'll take it back out between two circles, gives it to Triplett. Triplett forced one inside to Lucas. Lucas tried to fix it up, tried to get it back to Spurgeon. Spurgeon, I don't think, was looking for it. Thinking Lucas would pick it up and go straight up with it. Turnover, Scotland County. Jonathan Shims will inbound. Shin gives it to Pittsford, now in the ball game. Back to Shin to the top of the key. Carter Briscoe takes it to the hoop, lays it up, missed it. And Xavier Lucas off of the rebound. Gives it to Spurgeon. Spurgeon will bring it across the timeline. Man-to-man defense by Clark County. Off top hole on the left side of the circle. Double dribbles back to Spurgeon. Spurgeon dribbles in the center circle. Looks for somebody. Left side of the circle to Holt. Holt gives the ball to Triplett. Triplett, dribble drive into the paint. Tried to get it back out to Spurgeon. Stolen away by Hunziker. Puts the shot up. And a whistle and a foul. Missed the shot. And the foul's going to be on Lucas. So that's three fouls on Xavier Lucas. And Colin Hunziker will go to the line. He'll shoot two shots. He has six, looking for seven. Hunziker eyes it, fires it, missed it off the front of the rim. As Connor Pearl will check in, Grayson Daniels will check out. So Hunziker set for his second free throw. Six, looking for seven. Shot up, missed it. And Hunziker got his own rebound, kicks it back out to Chim for three, bullseye. Jonathan Chim with 9 points. 40-27, Scotland with the lead. Owen Triplett with the basketball to Spurgeon. Spurgeon to Triplett. Triplett gives it a hold. Hold, free throw line shot on the way. In and out, no good. And Hunziker high for the rebound. Gives the ball to Chim. Chim will bring it across the timeline to the top of the key. Picks up the dribble, gives it to Hunziker between the two circles. Hunziker takes it to free throw line. Kicks it out on the left wing to Shin. Shin to Hunziker, top of the key. Hunziker falls down. No good, no call by the official. Inside it goes to Pittsford. Puts the shot up. No good. And off the rebound is Corbin Spurgeon. Spurgeon. Dribble drive. Into the paint. And offensive foul on Corbin Spurgeon. He lowered his shoulder and knocked down Charlie Briscoe. That's three fouls on Corbin Spurgeon. Just a little bit out of control. As now Jared Cerrone will check in, and out will come Hunter Holt. 3:38 left to play in the third quarter. 40-27, Scotland with the lead. Here comes Jonathan Shin for Clark County. As Shin takes it to the right wing, down into the right corner, still with a dribble, looks inside, tried to force it inside the Pearl, stolen away by Owen Triplett. As Triplett to the left wing, kicks it out to Lucas between the two circles, now Spurgeon between the two circles, to Cerrone at the top of the key. Cerrone around the top of the key, gives it out to Triplett on the right wing. triplet from the dotted line. Running 10 putter, no good. Hamlin with a rebound, puts it up and got it. Gabe Hamlin was 8. 42-27. Scotland's the lead. Under 3 minutes left to play in the third quarter. As Champ takes it to the right wing, had the ball slapped away. They picked up by Hunziker. Top of the key, inside to Pearl. And Pearl had lost it again, this time, and stolen away by Triplett. Then Triplett trips over Colin Hunziker, and they're going to call a foul on Hunziker, and that's his first. So first foul on Hunziker, first team foul against Clark County. Spurgeon will inbound to Triplett. Triplett across the timeline, back to Corbin Spurgeon. That's between the two circles. Now Hamlin steps back. 15-footer, no good. And rebound to Pittsburgh, and almost stolen away by Jared Cerrone. Now they call a jump ball, alternating possession. Back to Clark County. Now Dennis Stanton wants a timeout. 2:30 left to play in the third quarter. It's Scotland County 42, Clark County 27. And back in 30 seconds. This is KMEM Sports.
Ever heard the expression square peg, round hole? That's how some kids choose college. They head off to the big U because that's what they're told to do. They don't even consider anything else. And it's not till later they wish they took a different path. Why not SEC? Take 2 years to figure out life without the hefty price tag, or ditch the four-year commitment altogether and start your career in half the time. In other words, square peg, square hole. Southeastern Community College. You don't have to go far to go far. Visit sceciowa.edu.
Hi, this is Cabe Hamlin, and on behalf of the Scotland County R1 School District, I'd like to thank our Board of Education, administration, faculty, staff, family, and fans for supporting us. As student athletes, we work hard preparing for each game and strive to represent our school with pride. Put on your blue and white and come out and enjoy the games. We appreciate our coaching staff, cheerleaders, and band who are right there encouraging us along with our families and fans. We are proud to be Scotland County Tigers.
Welcome back, everybody, to Clark County High School. 2:30 left to play in the third quarter of the boys' game. And Scotland County is leading Clark County 42-27. As Xavier Lucas checks back in the ball game, playing with 3 personal fouls. And Clark County will have the basketball. So Carter Briscoe will inbound to Jonathan Champ. Now, here we go. So Champ with the basketball will bring it across the timeline. And Champ dribbles to the right wing, directs traffic, dribbles into the right corner. Guarded by Owen Triplett. Almost lost the ball, gets it to Hunziker. Give and go back to Champ. Picked up the shot, missed it. And out with it comes Triplett. He gets the ball inside to Cabe Hamlin. Puts up the turnaround 10-footers. Missed it. And off of the rebound, Carter Briscoe to Hunziker. Hunziker will walk it across the timeline. Gives it to Shin. Shin has it at the top of the key. Dribbles to the right wing. Down into the right corner. Still with the dribble. Picks it up. Looks inside. Finds Carter Briscoe. Too far into the basket. The reverse layup. Got it. 10 points for Carter Briscoe. Long pass down the floor to Cerrone. Puts the shot up, missed the layup, and a rebound tipped out to Lucas Edelman. So Edelman with the basketball, has it on the right wing. Gives it back to Hunziker, top of the key. Now Shin with the basketball at between the two circles. Gives it to Hunziker on the right wing. Try to get it inside to Briscoe. Passes batted away, picked up by Jared Cerrone. Cerrone on the baseline gives it to Hamlin. To Cerrone, back to Hamlin. Hamlin turns around, puts up a jump shot block. They got his own loose ball back. They tried to force it inside to Lucas. And a whistle and a foul, I think, is going to be on Carter Briscoe. And it will be. So Carter Briscoe picks up the foul, and that is his first. 13 foul against Clark County. Both teams with 3 personal fouls. Cabe Hamlin and Owen Triplett both check out. Spurgeon will inbound straight Buckaloo. Buckaloo to Cerrone. And now Lucas for 3. home side. Xavier Lucas at the three out of the deep right corner. Makes it 45-29. That's 12 points for Lucas. So Chen gives it to Briscoe at the dotted line. Puts a shot up over Lucas. Got it. Nice move back over Briscoe. He has 12. Place to right, Clark County. Hunter Holt will bring it across the timeline to Lucas on the right wing. Lucas, a couple of dribbles, gives it back to Spurgeon. Spurgeon has it between the two circles, down to 22nd. Tigers will go for the final shot. Out pops Lucas between the two circles. To Cerrone on the deep left, right wing. Cerrone in the right corner. It goes to Spurgeon. He'll try a three. No good. And Hunziker comes off the rebound. Hunziker gets the ball to Pittsburgh. Puts it off glass. Missed it. And that's the end of the third quarter. With the score, Scotland County 45, Clark County 31. Back in a moment. This is KMM Sports.
It's all about you. It's all about you.
At People's Bank of Wauconda, we understand that life can be hectic. That's why we've made banking so convenient for you. With our online banking service, you can check your balance, view recent transactions, and even pay bills, all at the click of a mouse. And with our mobile app, you can do the same, on your phone, anytime, any place. Come into any of our three locations and we can help get you started. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Charlotte County on top as we start the fourth quarter. Final 8 minutes of this ball game from Clark County High School. As Scotland County will have the basketball to start the fourth quarter. So on the floor for Scotland County is Spurgeon, Triplett, Lucas, Hamlin, and Holt. The starters are back on for Scotland County. Spurgeon has it between the two circles. He's guarded by Shen. The Triplett, guarded by Winters on the left wing, out to Lucas. Now, in the left corner, it goes to Spurgeon. Spurgeon will bring it out between the two circles. Reverse dribble, gets it inside to Hamlin. Off glass, got it. Gabe Hamlin with 10 points. Give the assist to Spurgeon. Gage Winters. He tripped over. He stepped on somebody's shoe, I think is what happened. He tried to make a drive down the right lane. Bell down. And it'll still stay, they call it jump ball. It stays with Clark County. So Grayson Daniels will inbound underneath his own basket as he gets it out to Carter Briscoe for three from downtown Cuyahoga. Bullseye. Halfway between the two circles, Hayden drilled it. As 15 for Carter Briscoe. Here comes Spurgeon. Weaves in and out of traffic. Now to the top of the key, they give it to Triplett. Triplett tried to get it down low to Hunter Holt, and they stepped out of bounds by Jonathan Chen. So Hunter Holt will inbound from Scotland County underneath his own basket. Gets it to Hamlin. Hamlin drives the baseline, little 10-foot runner, no good. And the rebound comes out to Gage Winters. As Winters will bring it across the timeline. Winters to the left wing. Gets it inside to Briscoe. Gets everybody in the air now. Takes it to the hoop. Lays it up and got it. Nice move by Carter Briscoe. He has 17. Hunter Holt. Eyes on the basket. Had the ball stolen away by Hunziker. Puts it to Shen. Shen walked with it. Shen tried to make a move. Little drive off the right wing. And he walked with it. He's going to come out of the game as Hunziker checks in. Full court pressure by Clark County. Holt will inbound to Triplett. Triplett had the ball slapped out of his hand out of bounds by Hunziker. It was Scotland basketball out of bounds on the near sideline. Hunter Holt will trigger. Holt gets the ball to Spurgeon. And Spurgeon guarded. Well, he was stolen away by Holt. Carter and then punched out of Carter's hands and out of bounds. So it'll be Clark County basketball out of bounds underneath the own basket. Daniels will trigger as Edelman back in the ball game for the Indians. Daniels gets it out to Hunziker from the free throw line. 15 putter on the way. No good. Tip up by Daniels. No good. And the loose ball is picked up by Owen Triplett. Triplett takes it to the basket, backs off into the corner, tried to pass out of the corner, and stolen away by Clark County. As again, Carter Briscoe. So Edelman to the top of the key, to the right side of the circle, tried to pass back out the winners. And stolen away by Spurgeon. Spurgeon in and out of traffic, backs off in the left corner to Triplett. Spurgeon in the left corner, underneath to Hamlin. Reverse layup, missed it. Gets everybody in the air, goes back up with it, and a whistle and a foul. Foul. I'm going to have to wait and see who that one was. That one will be on Hunziker. So Colin Hunziker picks up his second personal foul. Cabe Hamlin at the line has 10, looking for 11. Shots up, got it. 11 points for Cabe Hamlin. As now Edelman checks out of the ball game and Pittsburgh checks in for the Indians. Hamlin with 11, looking for 12. Shots up, got it. 12 points for Cabe Hamlin. 49-36. Scotland on top. Just done about 5.5 minutes left to play. Winners to Daniels on the left wing. Daniels inside, it goes to Briscoe. Briscoe, fall away, 10-footer, got it. He's on fire. 19 for Carter Briscoe. 49-38. Scotland with the lead in the basketball. Spurgeon gives it to Triplett between the two circles. Hamlin inside the arc on the right side of the circle. Out pops Lucas. Lucas back to Hamlin on the right baseline. Lucas on the right wing. Hamlin on the right in the right corner. Lucas on the give and go. Puts his shot up. No good. Gets his own rebound. Puts it back up and in. Xavier Lucas has 14. 51-38. Scotland with the lead. 4:40 left to play in the ball game. They get it to Briscoe. Ball away, 15-footer from the free throw line. Off the heel of the rim, no good. And Hunter hold off the rebound. Here comes Collin County. Long pass down the floor to Hamlin. Spurgeon, three-pointer on the way. Airballed it. And out with it comes Hunziker. Here comes Collin. Hunziker stops, pop, running 10-footer, no good. Tip up, no good. And Cade Hamlin off the rebound. The Triplett, as Triplett will try to slow things down. That 4:10 left to play in the game. Scotland County up by 13, 51-38. Gives it to Spurgeon on the right wing. Out pops Hamlin, top of the key. Triplett on the left side of the circle beyond the arc. Hamlin at the top of the key. Out pops Spurgeon between the two circles. Spurgeon gives it to Hamlin on the right side of the circle beyond the arc. Now Lucas in the right corner. Had the ball punched out of his hands and out of bounds by Carter Briscoe with 3:46 left to play. As Lucas, well, now it's Hunter Holt. Dennis Dent wants a timeout. 3:46 left to play in the ball game. It's Collin County 51, Clark County 38. Back in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
It's November, and as Thanksgiving gets closer, many of us are thinking about what we're thankful for. At Slayton Polaris, they are thankful for their customers. Thank you for making Polaris the best-selling off-road brand in America. Give yourself the gift of getting more done during the holiday sales event. Order your perfect ride from Slayton Polaris and get it as soon as it arrives from the factory. Stop into Slayton Polaris today, 6 miles west of Memphis, then 13 miles north on B. Or Google Slayton Polaris and call them. Always wear a helmet, never drink and ride.
The common sounds of rural life should be comforting to farmers, but the sounds of sirens racing to an accident involving electricity is never something we want to hear. When equipment contacts power lines, bad things happen. Always lower your grain auger before transporting, plan a clear path, and stay at least 10 feet away from power lines. Any power line contact has the potential to kill. Keep safety first, always.
A message from Tri-County Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
51-38, Scotland County with the lead with 3:46 left to play in the ball game. And Clark County, I think, will have the ball. Nope, Scotland County will have it out of bounds on the far sideline. As Spurgeon will inbound a hold on the right wing. Now gives it a triplet between the two circles. Out pops Holt between the two circles. One dribble, looks for somebody. Bounce past the triplet on the right wing. Spurgeon between the two circles, dribbles to the left wing. Inside it goes to Hamlin. Hamlin caught it on the left block, tried to pass it through to Lucas on the right block, knocked out of bounds with the last touch by Scotland County. So Gage Winters will bring it up the across the timeline for the Indians. To the top of the key to Hunziker, inside to Briscoe. And now Winters on the right wing. To Pitford, inside to Briscoe. Put it off last, no good from Ken. And rebound Hunter Holt. To Spurgeon, to Holt on the right wing. Holt with a couple of dribbles, picks up the dribble, gives it to Lucas. Lucas jumped like he was going to take the shot and then tries, saw Hamlin. Hamlin was going for maybe the rebound, and Hamlin didn't see the pass coming. It was a nice idea, but everybody, including me, thought Lucas was going to take the 15-footer. So now, with the basketball, Gage Winters takes a dribble drive to the basket, lays it up and got it. First 2 points for Gage Winters. Dribble drive off the left wing. So triplet will bring it across the timeline to Holt between the two circles. Holt now pass to Spurgeon, and Spurgeon will dribble to the left wing. Puts it off glass, got it. What a shot by Corbin Spurgeon, and Spurgeon has 9. 53-40. Clark County, Pitford has it left wing, give and go to Carter Briscoe. Off glass, got it. That's 21 points for Carter Briscoe. Give the assist to Tristan Pitford. 2:05 left to play in the game. Hunter Holt to the right wing. Out pops Lucas, top of the key. Now Hamlin on the left side of the circle. Gives it to Spurgeon. He fans out to the left wing. Now dribbles between the two circles to triplet. Triplet at the top of the key. Spurgeon on the right wing. Out pops Hamlin between the two circles. As Hamlin gives it to Holt at the free throw line. Knocked out of his hand, but right to Spurgeon on the left wing. Still with the dribble. And now Spurgeon has it knocked out of his hands and out of bounds by Gage Winters. As Connor Pearl will check in, Grayson Daniels checks out. 1:39 left to play in the ball game. Spurgeon on the near sideline gets in the backcourt to Owen Triplett. Triplett across the timeline, picked up by Pitford. As Triplett almost had another offensive foul, as down went Carter Briscoe. Now Spurgeon tried to step to a double team, stolen away by Briscoe. That's glass. It goes down. It counts, and he's fouled. And fouled by Hunter Holt. First foul on Hunter Holt. And for Carter Briscoe, that's 23. Looking for 24. So Jared Cerrone will check in, and Xavier Lucas will check out. As Carter Briscoe with 23 points, looking for 24, shots up, got it. 24 points for Carter Briscoe. Full court pressure by Clark County. Half court pass to Triplett. He'll take it right to the hoop, lays up a shot, missed it, but through the foul. The foul is going to be on Carter Briscoe. So second foul on Briscoe. Stops the clock with 1:17. And Owen Triplett will be at the line. He'll shoot two shots. As Triplett has 6, looking for 7. Shots up, missed it. Now Jonathan Shin will check back in, and Pitford will check out for Clark County. It's what have we got now? Jeremy Austin evidently wants a timeout. So 1:17 left to play in the ball game. It's Scotland County 53 and Clark County 45. Back in a minute. This is KMEM Sports.
Looking at long days at the controls of your compact tractor? Take a look at the Massey Ferguson 2800 M Series Premium Compact at the Farm Shop in Edina. The 2800 M Series gives you extra comfort and ease of use, along with up to 60 horsepower and versatility you need for long days on the toughest task. You also get a rear PTO with added features to make running your implement simpler. Stop in at the Farm Shop in Edina or call them at 660-397-3550 to set up a demo or learn more about the Massey Ferguson 2800 M Series.
Here's your America's Best Country forecast. Lows around 41 tonight under cloudy skies, southerly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. High temperatures reach up to 60 tomorrow. Cloudy. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow night. Slight chance for scattered rain showers. Lows around 28. Sunny skies and calm Thursday with daytime highs approaching 35. 44 Friday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley on America's Best Country, 100.5 KMEM. Right now, 43.
53-45. Scotland County with the lead. 1:17 left to play in the ball game. And Owen Triplett at the line for his second free throw. He has six, looking for seven. As Triplett gets the basketball, eyes it, fires it, missed it off the front of the rim, and Hunziker off the rebound. Hunziker to Winters. Winters gives it to Chin. Chin backs off on the right baseline. Gets it inside Connor Pearl. Give and go to Hunziker. Lays it up. Got it. Colin Hunziker with eight. 53-47. Jared Cerrone with the basketball. Gets it to Triplett. To Spurgeon. Under a minute left to play. Foul on the play. They've had to foul somebody. And Hunziker fouls Spurgeon. So for Colin Hunziker, that's his third. Lucas checks back in for Scotland County. Well, they had a foul to give. Clark County now got a foul again. As Triplett gives the ball to Spurgeon, and Hunziker again had to pick up the foul. That's his fourth. So that should be the seventh team foul. So two fouls. He had to foul. The officials know he had to foul, but I think one of the officials, he was smiling, but he went to Colin Hunziker and said, you know, we knew you were going to foul, but you don't have to foul quite so hard. So he was just trying to get the job done. So Spurgeon has nine, looking for 10, and got it. So Corbin Spurgeon with 10 points. Makes 54-47, 45 seconds left to play. On the way, no good. And Connor Pearl comes off the rebound. Out to Gage Winters. Winters in a hurry. Gives it to Hunziker in the left corner. Carter Briscoe. Now Jonathan Shen for three. No good. Rebound tipped around. And Gage Winters picks it up. Gives it to Hunziker. Briscoe, another three from downtown. No good. And Hunter Holt comes off the rebound. And a whistle and a foul. Let's see who the foul's going to be on. I don't think they called it on Hunziker. No, they called it on Gage Winters. So Winters picks up the foul. Hunter Holt at the line. First shot up. No good. Left it short. And Carter Briscoe off the rebound. And Briscoe tried to run through a double team. And the foul's going to be on Xavier Lucas. That's his fourth. So four fouls on Lucas. And that's only the 15th foul against Collin County. Connor Pearl on the near sideline will inbound for the Indians. Gets it in to Gage Winters. Winters, downtown three on the way. No good. Chin off the rebound. Fans out to the right corner. He'll try a three on the way. No good. As Lucas comes down with the basketball. He's tied up by Gage Winters. No, okay, Gabe Hamlin. Now with 1.6 seconds left to play in the game. It'll be Scotland County basketball. Pressure by Clark County. Holt gets it in to Triplett, and that's in the ball game. With the final score, Scotland County 54, Clark County 47. Back to wrap this one up in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
Whether you're in agriculture or construction, this winter take advantage of some downtime and get your trucks in top-notch shape. Head to Trump Trucks in Cahokia. There they have a large variety of parts that will keep your trucks on the road. Or maybe you're needing a new truck altogether, whether it's heavy duty to cab and chassis trucks. Trump Trucks has it for you. Check them out on the web for more information. Trump Trumps Incorporated, just off Highway 136 outside of Cahokia. The current price of scrap is $145 a ton.
Since 1994, we've been in the business of lifting more than just vehicles. We've lifted each other, our community, the place that we call home. As a family-owned business, we understand the importance of taking care of our own, and we're proud to support those who have supported us for nearly three decades. In doing so, we look forward to seeing how supporting one another can take us all to new heights. Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories, proud supporter of Scotland County R1 Athletics.
Funerals are never easy, and a global pandemic makes them even harder. Regulations often mean compromise, and when it comes to funerals, we don't get a second chance. At Wilson and Triplett Funeral Home, we can't make funerals easy, but we try to make them easier. With live webcasting or remote arrangements, we're here to help. Contact us today at wilsontriplett.com.
This is Derek at 136 Collision, west of Memphis. It's basketball season. You're coming home from a Scotland County Tigers victory. Your good mood suddenly changes because all of a sudden you have a run with a deer. When that happens, bring your damaged vehicle to 136 Collision Center. Aaron and I will have your vehicle looking like new and back on the road in time for the next Scotland County Tigers basketball game. But hopefully not another encounter with a deer. That's 136 Collision, just west of Memphis, 660-465-7799.
Welcome back, everybody. Clark County High School, it's a final as the Scotland County Tigers win their first game of the year by defeating Clark County 54-47. Take a look at the scoring first for Scotland County. Garrett Cerrone with 3 points. Corbin Spurgeon with 8. Hunter Holt with 9. Trayton Buckley with 2. Cabe Hamlin with 12. Xavier Lucas with 14. And Owen Triplett with 6. For Clark County, Gage Winters with 2 points. Carter Briscoe with 24 points. Jonathan Chen with 9, Colin Hunziker with 8, and Grayson Daniels with 4 points. Scotland County led 18-8 after one quarter. Scotland outscored Clark 15-12 in the second quarter. Scotland led 33-20 at the half. In the third quarter, Scotland outscored Clark 12-11, and Scotland led 45-31 after three. Clark made a run in the fourth quarter, outscoring Scotland 16-9. It wasn't quite enough as Scotland County wins it 54-47. Scotland County 1-0, Clark County boys 0-1. In the girls' game, it was Scotland County also winning their first game of the year by defeating Clark County 51-34. Scotland County led in scoring by Emily Dial with 13 points. Clark County led by Alexis Ellison with 22 points. Scotland County led 12-4 after one quarter. Scotland outscored Clark 10-3 in the second quarter and led 22-7 at the half. In the third quarter, both teams scored 17, and Scotland County led 39-24 after three. Then in the fourth quarter, it was Scotland outscoring Clark 12-10, and Scotland County wins it 51-34. So Scotland County 1-0, Clark County 0-1. So it was a Scotland County sweep. And the first doubleheader of the year for us, as in the girls' game again, Scotland County defeats Clark County 51-34. In the boys' game, Scotland County led in scoring by Cabe Hamlin with 12, Xavier Lucas with 14. Very balanced scoring for the Tigers as they defeat Clark County, as Carter Briscoe scored 24 for the Indians. Scotland County defeats Clark County 54-47. So that about wraps it up from Clark County High School. And for all of us at KMEM Sports, we want to say happy Thanksgiving to everybody, and we'll see you on Monday, opening night of the Tri-Rivers Classic Tournament in Queen City. So for now, for producer Dave Bowden from Clark County High School, I'm Donnie Middleton. See you soon.
Thank you, Donnie. Tonight's game has been brought to you by these fine Scotland County sponsors, and they include the Community Bank of Memphis, Cook's Mint Store in Memphis, the Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, with branches in Cahokia, Lancaster, Memphis, and Queen City, Girth Funeral Service in Memphis, Hawkins Harrison Insurance, with branches in Edina, Kirksville, Cahokia, Lancaster, and Memphis, Jay's Foods in Memphis, the Memphis Democrat Weekly Newspaper, Memphis Lumber Company, Northeast Missouri Rural Telephone Company, Nutrient Ag Solutions, just north of Memphis, the People's Bank of Wauconda, Cahokia, and Canton, Scotland County Farm Bureau. See Greg Shelley, your agent, here in Memphis. Scotland County R1 Schools, Slayton Polaris ATVs, just north of Memphis. The Farm Shop in Edina, Tri-County Electric in Lancaster, Trump Trucks in Cahokia, Mayberry Farms Truck and Accessories, just north of Memphis, 136 Collision Repair Center in Memphis, and by these Clark County sponsors, Andy's Maytag and Appliance in Cahokia, Buford Seed Solutions in Cahokia, C&R Supermarkets in Cahokia and Edina, the Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, with branches in Cahokia, Memphis, Lancaster, and Queen City, the Hometown Journal Weekly Newspaper, Hawkins Harrison Insurance, with offices in Kirksville, Edina, Memphis, Lancaster, and Cahokia, Cahokia Media Weekly Newspaper, Cahokia State Bank, Southeastern Community College in Burlington, Trump Trucks in Cahokia, Wilson and Triplett Funeral Home in Cahokia, and the People's Bank of Wauconda, Cahokia, and Canton.